And we're going to be checking in a lot tonight with Andy Kohut of the Pew Research Center, who's here with us now to talk about early exit polls. Andy, what are you seeing, first of all, in terms of the presidential race?
Well, in terms of the presidential race in Virginia, 4 years ago, Obama won the popular vote, and the exit poll has it pretty even. And if you look across all of the demographic voting blocks, Obama has lost support in most of them, but the concentrations have been his decline in among men, a big decline, a six-point decline. Among whites, a five-point decline. He has less support among Latinos, although his black support remains the same. And by the way, black participation and Latino participation is at about the level of 4 years ago. But middle-income voters were less inclined in Virginia to support Obama than they were 4 years ago. So we don't see any places where Obama's picked up any support compared to 4 years ago, but we see a lot of these key supports. And the biggest one, and this is what we're seeing in other places, is a decline in support among independents. The independent vote went breaking 41-53 in favor of Governor Romney in the state of Virginia.
And I think last time, overall, Barack Obama got 52% of the independent vote. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
What about the? What are you seeing in terms of the women's vote? Barack Obama benefited hugely from a gender gap 4 years ago. What are you seeing now?
Well, we have a gender gap. Women 52-47 in favor of Obama, but that's no different than there's not greater female support for him, but there's less male support. And that's so much the pattern in so many of these demographic groups.
And as you're describing all of these groups with whom Obama has slipped since 4 years ago, his margin of victory 4 years ago, the overall?
53-47.
So he has some room there. He could lose in some of these groups and still eke out a win in Virginia. It's still possible.
Yes, it's still possible. It's very even, and this is, of course, a poll. It's not a measure of it's not a vote count. So we may still have an Obama plurality, but right now what's clear is he's getting a lot less support among key groups compared to 4 years ago.
One of the mysteries of every election day is the turnout really any bigger than it was a couple of years ago or 4 years ago? Can we tell yet? Can you tell until all the votes are counted?
It's really too early to talk about what the turnout is. What we can say is about the composition of the vote, and it really doesn't look that different. For example, black support, black participation very high, 21%. Latinos about the same rate, 5-4%.
Andy, thanks so much, and we'll be talking to you again. That's Andy Kohut, president of the Pew Research Center. Lynn?
Thanks very much. That was Melissa Block and Robert Siegel, who are about to get NPR's special coverage of the election underway. It begins on many member stations at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And you can also find results and analysis at our website. That's npr.org. You are listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.